You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 194, the divinity of the Holy Spirit. Today's challenge: the Holy Spirit is not God. There are no passages of Scripture that indicate this. Today's defense: various passages in Scripture indicate that the Holy Spirit is God. One of the most important passages in Scripture concerning the doctrine of the Trinity contains the formula that Jesus indicates is to be used in baptism. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 28:19. This passage places the Holy Spirit alongside the Father and the Son. Other passages also associate the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Matthew 3:16-17, John 14:16-17, etc. But the Trinitarian formula used in baptism is particularly clear, as it speaks of them directly, in sequence, in a simple formula. Such passages indicate that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit have something in common. The question is, what? It's universally acknowledged that the Father is God. Elsewhere, we cover the fact that Jesus, the Son, also is God. See Day 137. But if the first two persons in the Trinitarian formula are God, then this strongly suggests that the Holy Spirit is God. Further, as we observe elsewhere, see Day 28, the Holy Spirit is not an energy or force, but a person. The Trinitarian formula thus indicates that, like the Father and the Son, He is a divine person, and thus God. This is what all three have in common. The deity of the Holy Spirit is also indicated by a passage in Acts, in which Ananias and Sapphira present a partial offering to the apostles and lie about it. Peter first asks Ananias, "Why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back part of the proceeds of the land?" Acts 5:3. Then he tells him, "You have not lied to men, but to God." Acts 5:4. The two statements made in parallel identify the Holy Spirit with God. The divinity of the Holy Spirit is also indicated by the fact he is said to be the Spirit of God, 1 Corinthians 2:11, and the fact he is eternal, Hebrews 9:14.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.